USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California, the Kincade Fire continues to grow. The wind-driven blaze has now burned over 54,000 acres. It's only 5% contained. That fire, along with other blazes burning across the state, prompting the governor, Gavin Newsom, to declare a state of emergency.
Kincade Fire remains the most stubborn challenge that we face and is immediately of top priority and focus.
Protesters are expected to greet President Trump when he visits Chicago today. A number of groups planning demonstrations in the Windy City, which Trump has panned as a place racked by gun violence and an example of failed liberal policies. The General Motors strike is over. Nearly 50,000 United Auto Workers union members are back at work after 57% of them ratified a new four-year contract. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Vice President Mike Pence saying the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is a great day for America. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Pence said yesterday it's a tribute to the courage of our armed forces and special forces that executed the raid. President Trump had earlier announced yesterday that al-Baghdadi died in a tunnel on Saturday night in northwest Syria during a U.S.-led operation. Pence went on to praise Trump for his decisiveness, courage, and professionalism while dealing with that operation. Congresswoman Katie Hill is stepping down amid an ethics probe. The California lawmaker saying in a statement it is with a broken heart that she resigns from Congress. The House Ethics Committee opening an investigation into allegations she was involved romantically with a member of her staff, which is a violation of House rules. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The United States Air Force's X-37B space plane is on the ground in Florida after a two-year orbital flight. That's according to reports that say the unmanned plane touched down shortly before 4 a.m. Sunday after 780 days orbiting the Earth, the Air Force having deployed that plane in 2017. Well, a weekly check of gasoline prices finds the national average has fallen almost 6 cents a gallon in the past week. It's down to 2.58, 23 cents lower than last year at this time.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's a wide spread of $1.84 between the nation's highest and the nation's lowest price for gasoline.
Across the country, most of the nation's states saw average prices decline in the last week. The lowest average, Louisiana at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Mississippi at $2.23 and Oklahoma at $2.24. Meanwhile, the nation's priciest gasoline still could be found in the West Coast. California leads the nation with an average of $4.05 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.65 per gallon and Washington State at $3.41 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
And Tiger Woods winning the Zozo Championship in Japan over the weekend. It's his 82nd victory on the PGA Tour, which ties him with Sam Snead for most PGA Tour wins all time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.